Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air.
For a dignified life, interview with the Executive Director of the Oblates of Notre Dame Ron Hesed Foundation, Sister Susan Bolaño. A little more than a year after the murders of 8 members of the indigenous community Tboli Manobo in the Philippine village of Datal Bonglangong, Mindanao Island, massacred by the National Army with the false pretext that they were rebels, Real World Radio interviewed Sister Susan Bolaño, who has been working with that community for 20 years. The religious leader has suffered threats and harassment due to her activism in defense of the indigenous people. The national government of Rodrigo Duterte is famous for its extremely serious human rights violations and for defending the dictatorship of Ferdinand Marcos, 1965-1986. Last year, over 40 people were murdered in Philippines for defending their lands and environment, which turned it into the most dangerous country for defenders in Asia, according to a report by Global Witness. On December 3, 2017, Army forces opened fire against the Tboli Manobo in the village of Datal Bonglangong in a crackdown of the indigenous resistance towards the occupation of their ancestral domain in the provinces of Sultan Kudarat and South Cotabato, Mindanao, by Silvicultural Industries, a coffee corporation of the conglomerate Consunji. The lands were taken from the indigenous people in 1991. In 2016, the term that benefits silvicultural industries was illegally extended to 2032. We need to support their community in their fight to reclaim their lands, because those lands are the last frontier as indigenous peoples, said Bolaño, interviewed in Real World Radio by activist Norli Grace Mercado with the environmental organization Natural Resources Center, Friends of the Earth Philippines. Local indigenous people are suffering from lack of land to produce their food, and the threat of hunger is real. Bolaño addressed the work carried out by the Hesed Foundation in support of the organization Tamasco, created by the Tboli Manobo indigenous people to assert their rights. She also mentioned the risks this work implies and the need for international support for indigenous communities.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by FOI.